لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر ومن يتول فإن الله هو الغني الحميد.
This good example is only followed by those who have hope for good from Allah in the world and afterlife. Those who turn away from this good example, then Allah is in no need of His servants. He does not require their obedience, and He is worthy of praise in every state.
عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة والله قدير والله غفور رحيم.
Perhaps Allah will bring about affection between you, O believers, and those disbelievers whom you oppose by guiding them to Islam, and they will become your brothers in religion. Allah has power to turn their hearts to faith. Allah forgiving towards those of His servants who repent, and He is merciful towards them.
لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين.
Allah does not prohibit you from those who have not fought you on account of your Islam, and who have not expelled you from your homes, that you be good and fair to them by giving them any right they have against you. An example of this is how Asma bint Abi Bakr Siddiq behaved with her disbelieving mother when she came to visit her after she had taken permission from the Prophet, peace be upon him, for this, and he instructed her to join family ties. Allah loves those who are just to themselves, their families, and what they are in charge of.
إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون.
Allah only prohibits you from those who fought you on account of your faith, expelled you from your homes, and aided in your expulsion. He prohibits you from aligning yourselves with them. Those of you who align themselves with them, they are the ones who wrong themselves by bringing them to the point of destruction on account of their going against Allah's instruction.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن الله أعلم بإيمانهن فإن علمتموهن مؤمنات فلا ترجعوهن إلى الكفار لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن وآتوهم ما أنفقوا ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم وليسألوا ما أنفقتم أَنفَقُوا ذَلِكُمْ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
All you who have faith in Allah and who act on what He has ordained for you. When believing women come to you as immigrants from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam, then test them with respect to the sincerity of their faith. Allah knows best about their faith. Nothing of what their hearts contain is hidden from Him. If you are sure of their being believers after such a test that makes their sincerity apparent to you, then do not send them back to their disbelieving husbands. It is not lawful for believing women to be married to disbelievers, and it is not lawful for disbelievers to marry believing women. Give their husbands the dowry that they paid. There is no sin on you, O believers. If you marry them after their waiting period is over, if you give them their dowry, the person whose wife is a disbeliever or who turned away from Islam, then he should not retain her, because their marriage has terminated by her disbelief. Ask the disbelievers for the dowry you pay to your renegade wives, and let them ask for the dowry of their wives who accepted Islam. That which has been mentioned about your and their returning the dowry is Allah's judgment. He, may He be glorified, passes judgment amongst you as He wills. Allah knows the state and actions of His servants. Nothing of that is hidden from Him. He is wise in what He ordains for His servants.
وَإِن فَاتَكُمْ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ فَعَاقَبْتُمْ فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ.
If it happens that some of your women leave you from the disbelievers as renegades, and you demand your dowry from the disbelievers, but they do not give it to you, and thereafter you acquire booty from the disbelievers, then give those husbands whose wives left as renegades the equivalent of the dowry they paid. Be mindful of Allah, in whom you have faith, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Beneficial points. A Muslim must ask Allah for firmness, because hearts are between the two fingers of the Merciful, and He turns them as He wishes, so that He turns them from disbelief to faith and from enmity to love. The difference in law with respect to disbelievers who are at war and those at peace with the Muslims. The prohibition of marriage to a disbelieving woman besides one from the people of the scripture, whether this is at the outset or during the course of the marriage. The prohibition of a Muslim woman being married to a disbelieving man, whether this is at the outset or during the course of the marriage.
يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على ألا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين ولا يقتلن أولادهن ولا يأتين ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فبايعهن واستغفر لهن الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, When believing women come to pledge allegiance to you, as occurred at the time of the conquest of Mecca, that they will not associate anything as partner to Allah, but they will worship Him alone, nor steal, nor commit adultery, nor kill their children in accordance with the customs of the people of ignorance, nor attribute to their husbands their children from adultery, nor go against you in any righteous thing, such as his prohibition from wailing, shaving of hair, and tearing garments. Then accept their pledge of allegiance, and seek forgiveness for them from Allah for their sins. After they pledge allegiance to you, Allah forgiving to those servants of His who repent to Him, and He is merciful to them.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tatawallaw qawman ghadiballahu alayhim qad ya'isu minal akhirati kama ya'isal kuffaru min ashabil qubur.
Since the surah commenced with a warning against becoming allies with Allah's enemies, it ends with a warning against the same, to reiterate what was said previously. Allah said, O you who have faith in Allah, and who act what He has ordained for you, do not take as allies a people with whom Allah is angry. They do not have conviction in the afterlife. Instead they despair of it, just like their despair of the return of their debt to them, because they reject resurrection. Beneficial points. The legitimacy of pledging allegiance to the person in charge, to hear and obey, and to be mindful of Allah. Obedience to the person in charge is only in acceptable matters. An evil end usually serves as a result of those whose actions betray their words.